This morning, we're talking with Katie Grady, who is one of five candidates running for four seats on the Ripon School Board. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, if you would, please.
Sure. So, as you said, my name is Katie Grady, and I am currently a clinical social worker and mental health therapist here in Ripon at Ripon Hospital. I'm originally from Ripon, and so I grew up here and went through the school district. And I left to go to school at UW-Madison for both undergraduate and graduate, and then lived a couple of other places in Wisconsin, but then ultimately my husband and I moved back here in 2019.
You got a couple of kids?
I do. I have two kids here in the Ripon School District, ages 8 and 5. So I have one at each elementary school. And I have one older stepson who's 18, and he goes to the Milton School District here in Wisconsin, and he'll be graduating this year.
Katie, what was it about the position on the school board, the reason that you're running for the board?
Sure. Well, I've spent the last 2 years on the Governance Council for Barlow Park Charter School, and within the last year became the head of that, the chairperson for the Governance Council. And so that charter is now ending in the spring. And so wanted to continue my work with the school district at the school board level.
What did you think about merging those two?
I think it's a great idea. I think that both schools had their charter school set up, and they were able to run those as kind of like a pilot program. And so they were able to see what worked, what didn't with these different learning models. And now they're going to be combining these and kind of using best practices from both that project-based learning and the play-based learning and competency-based that Barlow Park Charter School had been working on the last few years. And they have such an incredible team at that school that I think it's going to be really wonderful for them to come together and kind of create a more unified vision for that school.
So they kind of merged the two boards too then?
They kept the governance councils separate. So Journey still has their governance council that's operating, and then we still have our separate governance council that's operating. But once the charter school ends with Barlow, then I think they're going to create more of a PTO presence so that the parents can still be involved in those types of decision-making realms and supporting the teachers and things like that. But I think that that's where the concentration and the efforts and resources are going to go, is try to create that parent organization.
There's more of a, emphasis on mental health and social emotional learning these days. Mm-hmm. And you kind of have some insight on that, I would think, with your background. So tell us about that.
Sure. So I've definitely noticed that too, and did mention that with the candidate forum that the League of Women Voters did recently. There has been a really incredible change and shift towards focusing on mental health and social emotional learning at all levels, but especially in those younger elementary school levels and grade levels. And I think that it's really wonderful, because that is kind of the basis for everything. So it impacts kids' academic abilities. It impacts their ability to be regulated and be present in the classroom. It helps them interact with their peers. It helps with everything. And so I really appreciate the efforts that are being put in by the teachers to learn more about that area. And I think we all benefit when our kids have good, stable mental health and those social emotional skills. And I do see a lot of that too from a work perspective, the teachers and the school counselors being willing to collaborate. And so I have had a lot of contact with local school counselors and teachers and things like that, just to try to figure out how to best support some of the kids that might be struggling a little bit.
Do you think there's more stress on kids these days?
I do. I think there is more stress, and I think it's a different kind of stress than anything that adults experienced in their younger years. And I think that they do require a lot of unique supports now.
I'm going to borrow maybe a couple of questions from the League of Women Voters
Forum
that you participated in. And I believe one of the questions was, do you have any concerns about any of the programs that the school district is using now?
Concerns about the programs that they're using?
Yeah.
I don't think I have any concerns about the programs that they're using. I think one of the things that they do that I'd definitely like to see continue would be the collaboration that they have with different mental health providers in the area. So I know of two for sure, and there may be more, but I know that Collaborative Wellness as well as SSM Health both have providers that go into the schools and can pull the kids from class and do just a quick session with them and then send them back to class. And I would love to see that continue and even expand if possible.
All right. On the flip side, are there programs that you really think they do a good job with?
I do. I think, so besides Above and Beyond the mental health program, one thing I've been very impressed with over the last couple of years is the youth apprenticeship program at the Ripon High School. They have a number of kids that are matched with different employers in the area, a lot of different areas. So different trades or, you know, training for future careers like nursing and things like that. So it's been really cool to see. So I see a lot of kids from Ripon High School and learning about some of the youth apprenticeship opportunities that they have. It seems like a really great skill building program.
You're right. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a mentoring type of situation, but they get a taste of what it's like to work for a specific employer and what that's going to require for them to learn. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So. Absolutely. Cause how many people go off to school and then realize once they're in school, oh, wait, this isn't what I actually want to do. And so to have that opportunity when you're younger to try that out and determine if that's really for you, I think that's a great chance for them.
Do you think the district does a good job in partnering with other community agencies? Well, let's say the city with the school liaison officer, Ripon College, what have you.
Yeah, I think that from both directions, I think the community does a great job of supporting the school district, and the school district does a good job of utilizing the resources that we have right here. And so, like you mentioned, with Ripon College, and they also have a lot of opportunities through UW-Oshkosh, too. So I know that they have kids that go up to UWO campus to take classes, but they also have, and they've had for a long time, those CAP courses that they have in the high school where you get credit through UWO for your classes. I know I took a few of those in Ripon High School, and it's a great opportunity.
It's nice to get that leg up, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to return to a little bit about, you know, what you said with being on a governance board, but what do you think about going to a full-time 4K program? I mean, this is a nice new venture for the district.
Mm-hmm. So they have the 4-day now. Are you referring to that, or are you referring to making it 5 days?
I'm talking about full day, yes.
Oh, the full day. Okay, yep. My son is actually in that full day 4K program this year. And I think it's definitely a good positive thing. They can be long days sometimes for those littles, but I think that the 4K team we have is also a really strong team, and there's a lot of experience on that team and a lot of energy. And so I think that they can really do a good job handling all of those littles for that long. But I think it's been a good thing, and I think kids have responded positively to it.
It's a nice way of helping them make that transition when they do go into first grade.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. We're going to wrap up our interview. Why should folks vote for you for school board on April 2nd?
Sure. So I have been in Ripon for the majority of my life, And I am very passionate about this community and making it a better place, and particularly for the youth of our community. And so just being a part of the school board would be a great opportunity to make sure that a variety of needs are being met for the kids, from academic as well as social and mental health points of view. And I also am incredibly passionate about supporting our teachers and educators and staff within the buildings. And I would love to be a part of the school board to make sure that teachers are well supported and feel like they have a voice and are able to communicate to administration as well as to the community what are they needing and what do they need to be supported. Because I'm a strong believer in we need to listen to the people who are doing the work. We need to listen to the teachers when it comes to deciding what do teachers need and what are they seeing every day, all day in the schools. And so I would just say from both of those perspectives, I would very much like to be a part of the board.
Katie, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
That is Katie Grady, who is running for the Ripon School Board on April 2nd.